so good to be here. Honored, Brother Steve, that you would even ask us to preach this morning. We're so thankful for it. If you got your Bibles, turn to Mark chapter 2. And while you're turning there, we learned something last time we was here. He who preaches fast preaches again. So we're going to hold true to that statement. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I will say this, I'm still glad I'm saved this morning. Gotten over a lot of things in my life in these 43 years, but one thing I had never got over is the day that Jesus showed up and saved my old wretched soul. I pray you ain't over salvation this morning. I'm happy to be a child of the King today. Hallelujah. Mark chapter number 2, beginning in verse number 1. The Bible says, "And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days." Listen to this statement, and I love it. I can't get over it. Hallelujah. "And it was noised that he was in the house." Hallelujah. I'm glad for the presence of the Almighty God this morning. I'm glad that he's come by our way this week and gotten in the house. Praise God. Notice verse 2, "And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press," look at this, "they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, 'Son, thy sins be forgiven thee.'" Hallelujah. Verse number 12, "And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, 'We never saw it on this fashion.'" Praise God. I want to go back to verse number 1 and preach on this thought this morning. This has been ringing in my heart for months now, but I just want to preach for a moment or two on this. Jesus is in the house. Hallelujah. Praise God for that. Everything that's going on in this text, all the Pharisees gabbing and babbling around about Christ, the saints of God gathering here, the miracle that's taking place, all that is happening is in direct result of Jesus being in the house. And thank God for the truth that he has been here this week. I thought about celebrating 58 years of preaching and praying and singing. I don't know how many lives have been changed here. I don't know how many folks have been saved. One got saved last night. I don't know how many preachers have been called to preach. I don't know how many homes have been restored. I don't know how many marriages have been put back together. I don't know how many preachers have been called. But I do know this much. It's all been a result of Jesus being in the house. Hallelujah. Oh, I've got some help here this week. But it's been a result of Christ being here with us. Aren't you glad that he'll come by our way, honey, and present himself to us here this morning? Thank God. I feel him already. Hallelujah. I want to mention a few things about him being in this house. First of all, I want to show you the attraction to this house. There are people gathered all over this home. This house is full on the inside, it seems, and full on the outside. There's no way in. They are attracted to this house. But it is not the elegance of this house. It is not the social position of the owner in this house. But Jesus is in this house, and that truth alone is the reason why all has been gathered to this one house. Praise God. He is in there. The Bible said it was noised abroad. Somebody's been talking about Jesus in that community. Somebody's been lifting up the name of Christ around that community. And now he is doing the thing that he promised he would do. "If I be lifted up, we'll draw all men unto..." to me. I'm so glad that somebody has been talking about Jesus this morning. He's in that house, and that alone is why they are there. Praise God. Aren't you glad, honey, that somebody is talking about the Son of God? I thought about this place. There's people here from Georgia. There's people from Mississippi. There's people from Ohio. There was a man here from Maine last night. What in the world is he doing here? Somebody's been talking about Jesus being in the Taylorsville Baptist camp meeting. Somebody has talked about families getting back together and sinners being saved and people getting miracles done. And that truth alone stands as the reason I'm here this morning. It's been noised abroad that Jesus is in the house. Hallelujah to God. I was just crazy enough to put on our church sign. You know how you try to come up with all kind of stupid sayings to put on that church sign as though that's going to do anything. All the sayings, Brother Kurt, we put on that sign never brought one person to the church. But all of a sudden, I got this word on my heart of Jesus being in the house. I didn't just come up with that, honey. Sunday morning, he was there. Sunday night, he was there. Wednesday night, he was there. It just seemed like if I stopped by to mow the lawn, there was Jesus in the house. And I said, I'm going to put on that sign out there. The truth of the matter is, Jesus is in this house. And I've been telling folks, I've got five words for you why you need to be here. And it is that Jesus is in the house. Hallelujah. So I put it on our sign. And would you just believe that Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, folks have been showing up to Cornerstone Baptist Church because they have come to the realization that I have that, honey, Jesus is in that house. That is the attraction to that house. These four men that carry this old boy over to that place is heading in that direction because Jesus is there and they need something big in their life. I don't know about you, but I got up this morning and headed over to this tabernacle because I just assumed that Jesus would be here. Praise God. Not only the attraction to that house, thank God somebody's been talking about him. Hallelujah. But notice the advancement on that house. Verse number 2 says, and straightway many were gathered together insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him bringing one sick of the palsy which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy was. I'm talking about the advancement on that house. Now, these four men bring this old boy to this house because he has a great need. Amen. Amen. He does not have a simple cough. He doesn't just have a runny nose. He is in desperate need. The problem is when they get there, there is no room to get into where Jesus is. Hallelujah. The place is full. They try to get to the door, Brother Kurt, and bless their heart for bringing this man to Jesus. Can I say to you, best thing you can do for your family this morning is get them to Jesus. Best thing you can do is get to Jesus this morning. But they carry him there and they get him to the house, and lo and behold, they cannot get in to where he is. They cannot go through in the normal way, through the door. I don't know if they picked that man up and tried to get him around to the window and tried to get him in. There was no room. I don't know if they tried the back door to get in, but I do know this, there is no room to get in to where Jesus is. But this is what I love about these men. They are not going to give up getting that man in the presence of Jesus. And so they begin to scale that house. They advance on that house and begin to rip the roof off of this old boy's house in order to get him into the presence of Jesus. They would not give up. And I say to you, the only reason they're willing to do that is because they are utterly convinced that the only hope for this brother of theirs, or whoever he is getting him into the presence of God Almighty. And they're not going to give up, honey, until it happens. Hallelujah. Oh, listen to me. Just because you can't get to him the normal way, honey, or the religious way, or any other sort of normality, don't give up. Press on. Get to Jesus this morning. They could not get to where he was in the normal way, but they're not going to give up because he has a great need. Oh, they could have said, we tried, fellas. We got him here. Ain't that enough? Didn't we? We tried. Let's go home. And I thought about this. The reason they're not going to give up on this day is because their need, honey, listen to me, is too great to wait. They may not have another opportunity. They may not get another chance. They may not get back in his presence. He'll be gone soon. And isn't it something that Jesus has been here in the house all week, and all you have to do is come, and you haven't lifted up from the pew yet, honey, and made your way to the altar to get some help where he is? Could be that he'd be lifted up out of here and it'd be too late. Wouldn't it be something that all this time Jesus has been here, you've needed that help, you've needed to be saved, you've needed your home fixed, you need your relationship with your husband or wife fixed, and he was here, and he's able, and he's willing to do that for you, and you decide not to come. It'll be a miserable thing for Jesus to leave, and you be stuck in your problem. Oh, leaving this place with him here all week. Oh, I say to you this morning, he's in the house, and they're going to get him to where Jesus is because their need is too great to wait.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All it was a little cough. I don't think they would have tore this man's roof off for a runny nose.
No, sir. No, sir.
Which tells me, the reason they're willing to do this is because they realize the danger and the dilemma that they're in, and their only hope is Christ.
Amen.
Oh, listen to me. I really believe the only reason you haven't got the help you've needed this week, the only reason you haven't removed yourself from where you're at and come to where Christ is because your need is not that great. Your need is not that big in your heart. But can I say something to you, lost teenager? Can I say something to you, mom and dad? Going to hell is a real big, big dilemma. And if you're lost in here, your need is so much greater than what you think it is. You need to get to Jesus this morning. He's here and he wants to save you. I say press on through the pride. Press on through your lukewarmness. Press through the religious nonsense. Press through the world. Press through the devil. Press through the one sitting next to you. But do what you need to do to get to Jesus. Need is so great. I think about that woman with the issue of blood, Brother Steve. That great need that she had. Oh, and this roof, by the way, is the representation of what stands between these men and getting to Jesus. Oh, isn't there something always in your way when you need to get to God? It seems like this whole world has been designed to keep you from getting to Christ. That woman with the issue of blood has a need so big. She needs God. She spent all that she had. Nothing was bettered, but rather it grew the worse. And she has a dilemma. There's a law standing before her that says you cannot touch anybody. Anything you touch becomes unclean. You've got the issue of blood. You just stay right there where you're at. The law is standing between her and Jesus. Oh, but I don't think she's going to let the law keep her from Christ. Aren't you glad for that? And there's a crowd standing before her. Everything seems to be saying, don't go to where he is. But again, her need is too great to wait. Amen. So she just presses through that law. And she presses through the crowd to get to the hem of his garment. And when she does, a great breakthrough happens in her life. and she is healed of that horrible disease. Oh, that blind man Bartimaeus laying next to the side of the road as he hears Jesus coming needs to be healed and begins to cry out to Jesus. Oh, but standing between him and Christ is that religious crowd saying, oh, why don't you shut up? Oh, I don't know how many Baptists have told you, shh, don't say it that loud. You don't look the part to go to him. You've got long hair and earrings in. Jesus will never receive you. Just shut up. Oh, that'll poke, won't it? Hallelujah. I'm glad to God this morning that his need was so big in his heart that he didn't care who was going to tell him to shut up. He needed Jesus, and thank God he knew it. When he cried out, it got God's attention, honey, and he went to where he was, and his need was met. Oh, listen to me. How big is your need here this morning? If it ain't very big, you'll sit right there where you're at, and you won't move. But I'm going to tell you, if you've got a great need this morning, I pray that you'll press on through that pride. Young teenager, press on through that pride. Come and get born again. Come and get your life fixed this morning. Oh, the attraction to the house and the advancement on the house. Yes, God came to where I was. I had to have him come to where I was. I couldn't get to him. I was in prison. Oh, I was lost and undone without God or his son. I couldn't move. I was locked in shackles in a jail cell, headed back to prison for round number two. I couldn't go 10 feet, let alone to where Christ was. I'm so glad he came to me. Hallelujah. But listen to me. There's been the moments for these 18 years that I've had to go. He said, go. Come to where I am. Christ is saying, come this morning if you're thirsty. Come this morning if you're hungry. Come if you need to be saved. Come if your family's broken. Come if you got sons and daughters in the world. Come if you need financial. Come if you need a miracle. Don't sit there and let your need be too great to wait this morning. Come, hallelujah. The advancement on the house. But lastly, I want to point out this amazement in the house. Oh, gosh. The Bible says in verse number 12, and immediately he arose, took up the bed. This is what faith does. It works immediately. That suddenly that Brother Ronnie was talking about. Suddenly, immediately he arose, took up the bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed. Hallelujah. Praise God and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. It's very obvious that everybody that was standing around there that day never thought that this man was going to be able to get this done. They didn't have the confidence, but I'm glad these four men did. They got him in the presence of Jesus, and he done something amazing. They all left that place saying, I've never seen it on this fashion before. Can I say to you, 18 years ago, when I cried out to God in faith, hallelujah, I never realized what he was going to do. But for 18 years, I've been amazed at what has come out of what took place in that jail cell when somebody brought me into the presence of Almighty God. Hallelujah. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could save me, a sinner condemned unclean. Oh, how marvelous. Oh, how wonderful. And my song will ever be. Oh, how marvelous. Oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Honey, you might be amazed at what God can do with your life, can do with your situation, can do with your circumstance. If you'll just remove yourself from where you're at and come to where he is and get help for your life. Teenager, get up out of your prideful state. Quit worrying about what the rest of your little girlfriends and your little friends care. In hell, you'll lift up your eyes in torment. You'll care then, buddy. Get up out of your pride. Get up out of your mess and get to where he is and get what you need from him this morning. I'm amazed. My oldest boy turned 18 today. Hallelujah. Bless his name. I got a wife and two other sons that are saved. I got an uncle named Dana, didn't even know it when I was lost, but gloriously saved, and I realized all that God done in our family. I'm amazed. I'm in wondrous amazement this morning at what God can do if you'll just go to where he is, get in his presence, and ask him for what you need. He will amaze you here today. Every day this week, I've been amazed, Brother Steve. I've been amazed at just suddenly how God shows up in the house. Oh, just sitting there dead as a doornail, and all of a sudden Jesus shows up, and it just moves you, draws you to this altar. What do you need this morning? Is it a need that's too great to wait? Well, preacher, I'll just wait till I get to my home church to get saved. You may not make it. You may not make it, son. You may not make it, dear young lady. Mom and dad, you may not make it. Hey, all of these folks, I know half of you got sons and daughters out in the world on dope and drunkenness in a mess. Jesus has been here all week.
Amen.
Come and get some help. You might be amazed that by the time you look into their eyes, the very next time, that God has already went to where they are and convicted them of their sin. And they'll say to you, I just want to get right. Hallelujah. Oh, I meant to tell you, Jesus is in the house. I'm glad when that Mexican came into my jail cell that day, of all the cells he could have led him to, he came into my cell. I thank God for it. And I thank God that when he walked in there, though I didn't want him to be there, though I hated his presence, the very first words he spoke to me was, for God so loved the world. But I looked at him and I seen he was a Mexican because I know what Mexicans look like. And when he started talking, he sounded like a Mexican. I know what Mexicans sound like. But Brother Steve, there was something about him that just, as mean and as hateful as I was, just drew me next to that young Mexican. 18 years later, I know what it was. Jesus stepped up into that house, honey, drew me unto him. Oh, listen, I'm so glad he did. 18 years later, preaching the gospel. I'm not in jail this morning. I'm not in prison. I'm not running from the cops. Hallelujah. I'm running from mercy and grace. As I learned last night, I can't get away from it. Everywhere I go, mercy and grace, they're just chasing me down. I can't outrun it. It just seems like no matter where I go, but it's all a result of Jesus one day showing up in the house, honey, taking a step of faith, receiving him as my Savior, and now... Hallelujah. I'm amazed in his presence this morning. Jesus in the house. Hallelujah.